Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Oh, how important is a happy workplace, and can a happy work environment benefit the bottom line? My next guest thinks so, and he has put the reasons why into his latest book. Tell us a little bit yourself first before we get into the book and the reasoning behind a happy workplace being a good thing to do. So you're a former managing director of Waitrose, isn't that right?
Yeah, it is. So I ran Waitrose for 10 years, had many, many happy trips to Ireland to visit suppliers, Greencore and Keepak and lots of others. So yeah, 10 years running Waitrose, and then David Cameron asked me to be the UK's Minister of State for Trade. He did that 4 months before Brexit, which was terrible timing on my part. So I then spent 2 years travelling the world, encouraging countries to keep their trade deals. And again, I had some great meetings with the Irish government and Patrick Covey and others who were very helpful and constructive. So I did that for 2 years. And then when I left that government job, I founded Workle, which was a platform to help individuals and companies measure, track, and improve workplace happiness so that they could improve productivity. So that in a nutshell, is what I've been doing for about the last 20 years.
All right. Well, you're a man of some experience. And again, frontline experience. As I say, you've earned your reputation. In terms of happiness, happiness mean different things to different people? Let's start there with, I suppose, what is happiness in the workplace?
Well, I mean, that's a great question, Bobby. And people get confused about happiness. They think if you think about it in a work context, it's all about being a bit happy, clappy and not doing very much. And that makes you happy. But happy is really a shorthand for other things. So I'm sure after your fantastic show, you'll be sitting down with your producer and team. And the first thing somebody will probably say is, oh, were we happy with that show? And what you don't mean is, were we all bouncing around clapping each other's hand? What you mean is, you know, were the guests good? Did the guests answer the questions? Did everything run to time? Da, da, da. So you've got your own shorthand there for what happy means. And it's the same in business. So when I joined the John Lewis Partnership as a graduate trainee a long time ago, Bobby, back in 1982, I was told on day one that the supreme purpose of the John Lewis Partnership, that's John Lewis Department Stores and Waitrose Supermarkets, was the happiness of the people that work there. So I spent 30-odd years, frontline, as you say, thinking about what does it mean to be happy at work. And I was really lucky. I managed to go to a number of business schools. And then when I was running Waitrose, put what I'd learned into practice. And if you think about happiness in the workplace, it's about six things. Six things drive whether people are happy or not. And it's not about pizza nights or beanbags. These are really practical things. They're about, first of all, reward and recognition. Am I paid fairly? If people aren't paid fairly, then they're not going to be happy at work.
Yeah.
If they are paid fairly, they'll be happy.
Let me just hold you there, Mark, on that.
Yeah.
Because
of course,
one of the things about pay and rewards is, you know, pay is important before you start the job. 2 weeks into the job, I'm not saying it becomes immaterial, but it falls well down the ranks of what makes you happy, because it's negotiated, it's done, but now other things sort of take on more importance, no?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Pay is a hygiene factor. All it ever does is mitigates discontent. So if you're paid 5% less than you think you're worth, it niggles at you. If you're paid 5% more than you think you're worth, you don't work any harder. So you've just got to get pay right. But it's recognition, being told you're doing a good job. That's the real motivator. And in these islands, Ireland and the UK, we're really bad at it. On average, we tell somebody they've done a good job once every 2 months, but twice a week we're telling them they could do things better. If you look at the USA, which has much higher scores for happiness, we measure happiness for 1,000 companies now around the world, and we have about 1 million people a year who go and take our free Happy at Work test. All of that data is used in the book. And what that says consistently is that being thanked and acknowledged for doing something well is a far, far more powerful motivator and gets greater productivity. So I agree with you. Recognition is more powerful than pay.
And can I ask you how you measure happiness, Mark?
Well, there are six things. The first one is reward and recognition, pay and know you've been told you're doing a good job. The second one is information sharing. Do you have the information you do to do your job well? The third one is about feeling empowered. Does my boss let me get on with my job? Do I get good feedback? Can I give feedback to the organization? The fourth is about well-being, which is really, does my boss and this organization care about me? The fifth is instilling pride. Do I feel really proud working where I'm working? Would I encourage my friends to come and work here? And the last is about job satisfaction. And apart from obviously enjoying the job you do, there are two key things. One, am I being developed? Is this organization, my manager, developing me? And the last and the most critical is, do I get on with my manager? Is my manager encouraging me? So those are the things we measure. Those are the things that I found over 30 years in a practical sense and away at business schools are the real things that drive happiness at work.
And when you talk about the cost of, you know, the cost of not looking after your people, I think I saw that the average cost to hire a new employee is 3,000, but this figure can rise considerably depending on the seniority of the person. So, like, for whatever about you think about at a human level, financially, it's a mug's game to have a high turnover of people, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bobby. And it's the same for sick absence. And so what we do is we measure across thousands of companies. We've got data now on Workle on the happiest workplace list for 100,000 organisations around the world. There's 6,000 Irish organisations on there. And what individuals do is they go along, they take our Happy at Work test, they tell us where we work. We then link that to financial performance and we measure what's the extra discretionary effort in this company. In this company, you've got lower staff turnover, lower sick absence, higher productivity, and that's driving the bottom line. And what we can measure, and we do measure for countries, is what does their GDP look like against happiness? And I can tell you the UK is bottom of the G7 for productivity and it's bottom for employee happiness. We measure it for industry. So we know across 26 industries where there's the greatest level of productivity, again, measured against all our figures. And then we do it for companies within those industries.
Okay.
So the reason I wrote the book Happy Economics is just to set out that there is an absolutely clear link between how happy employees feel against those six measures I talked about and the economic performance of a company or a country.
All right. Well, look, it's a great read and it's a great subject and it's written by a man who knows what he's talking about. Mark Price, author of Happy Economics. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Bobby. Thanks for having me on.
Chat to you soon.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.